League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
97.5 and 92.5. Don't forget your bracket. Fill it out. You only got a couple hours left. Golden Nugget Lake Charles, East River 9, Two Creeks Crossing Resort. We got giveaways, okay? How about a staycation at Two Creeks Crossing Resort? How about a gift card to Nico Nico's, Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage, Trulux, Agricole Hospitality, Gooder Sunglasses, Live Nation concert tickets? We got giveaways, people. Let's go. You got to go sign up. Now, ESPN975.com, ESPN975.com. So, Cam Smith homered again yesterday against the Mets. And he did it against A.J. Minter, who's going into his ninth Major League season. So you can stop your hate campaign, Dell, okay, on
it's not
Cam
my
Smith.
Hate campaign. Chandler Rome's the one who put up the numbers about the average value of the pitchers he's faced.
I know, but you loved it when you saw that.
I didn't love it. I just simply said, here's your context. No matter what you feel about him.
Oh, maybe A.J. Minter's a major leaguer.
Do we have a major league left fielder?
Yes.
Do we? another drop fly ball.
He didn't have another mishap yesterday.
An easy play. He dropped the ball.
He had another mishap yesterday?
Yes.
That's three now?
And a throwing error. But yes, three misplays on balls.
Well, I mean, this is not... There's no reason to gloat. This was obviously
no, but this is known. What
they set him up for failure. I'm just really this organization. I really have serious doubts if they know what they're doing. The idea that you're gonna, and I get Dana Brown wasn't here previously, but Joe Espada has been around baseball long enough to know what happened with Craig Biggio. You're doing it all over again. A Hall of Fame second baseman who has no business in the outfield, and you just think you can throw him out there because he's. Because his runs created versus runs saved at second base. The metrics tell me. What do the metrics tell you about not being able to catch fly balls? I mean, sometimes you
I think there's a bigger worry.
What?
I think it's Ranel Blanco, if you want to know the truth.
Well.
I mean, this dude is 31. He came up at 28. He's had one. Listen, if it wasn't for Ranel Blanco, you don't win a division last year. Ranel Blanco was awesome. But I don't know that there's any reason to believe that Ranel Blanco is your number three starter.
He had an outlier season potentially.
He had an outlier season, and he's got an 8.44 right now in spring. Now, again, you're working on stuff. Spring training, whatever. But
it's cool to get people out too.
Here's the deal. When Lance McCullers comes back, it might not be to the bullpen. It might not be for Wisniewski. We'll see if Ranel Blanco can pitch. We'll see. We'll see if he can continue. If he has another season like last season, I think the Astros. If your third or fourth starter is getting 13 wins, you mean what a bonus? How huge is that? But I'm not so sure that a 31-year-old Ranel Blanco, after being seen by the league last year, is going to be that same guy this year. That to me is scary. We keep talking, left field, right field, and first base, third base, all these things. The starting pitching has got to be is a little bit scary to me. You got I love Hunter. I think Hunter Brown is going to be he's going to be an ace. That Fromber's going to leave, and Hunter Brown's going to be your ace next year. He's going to start game one and not this.
What are we letting everybody who can play leave? What is this idea? We're going to let everyone walk that can play, but we're going to stick Jose Altuve in left field. And you have confidence in this organization right now, John? Everyone walks. If you can play, you got to go. If you can play left field at 5'6", get over there. And we're going to make every move based on the idea that Jose Altuve is a left fielder. This was the easiest prediction in history that it would be a disaster, Jose in the outfield. Yeah. I shouldn't say that, a disaster. I thought maybe he could track the ball a little better than apparently he is, but he's not tall enough and long enough to get to certain balls.
So he
doesn't have the catch radius.
He's tracking it. He's just dropping it.
It's like putting one of Dell's little tiny little receivers like Xavier Restrepo or Braxton Berrios, one of those little T-Rex arm wide receivers, putting them outside and trying to make plays down the field against coverage. Like they don't have the catch radius for that. He doesn't have the catch radius to play in the outfield.
Well,
how often do you see 5'8" outfield?
He also misplayed one too.
The one where he jumped and
shouldn't have jumped, and he misplayed one going back on the ball. But he also has 2 drops, so 3 misplays so far.
Serious question: he couldn't make throws from second at times. Because, well, that was when he got the yips, really, frankly. But I really, I'm a baseball guy. Everyone knows that. And I'm a numbers guy. Some people call me Mr. Baseball. But this was really the most simple thing. Don't put a tiny second baseman in the outfield. Well, you've got Mauricio Dubon should be out there full time. Try anyone else. But not your Hall of Famer. I'm glad he's a team guy, but don't do this to him. This is embarrassing. You're embarrassing Jose Altuve. This guy took all the bullets for the cheating. All of them. F. Altuve. This guy doesn't deserve to get in the Hall of Fame. He takes all those bullets for you, and you want to throw him in left field and embarrass him.
Here's the question. Are you worse with him at second base than you?
No, there's no way. You go to the ALCS every year.
Yeah. I mean, I don't get it. You're putting a guy out there that has zero experience left field that is going to make ridiculously bad plays.
And this is where the analytics
just if he's average at second base, that's fine.
It's where the analytics
out in left field, who's a good left fielder.
The heavy analytics people start to cite defensive statistics for you, but what they're not doing, as long as you keep that same energy for citing his defensive statistics in left field.
Yeah.
We need to get through a season. Guys, come on. Don't be glib. Don't try to be right. At least just be accurate. I know that you have defensive statistics that you think aren't great at second base. I promise you it will be worse in the outfield. And it didn't take watching him one single play to know that. Don't be dumb. Don't be dumb, guys. My God, you're literally this kind of pisses me off because Altuve is a saint. Literally, when he dies, there's a chance he'll be sainted. And he is a literal saint, and he's taken every bullet imaginable for cheating, like he was the scandal, which we all know is stupid. And it pisses me off to this day. And now at the end of his career, you're going to embarrass him in the outfield. I mean, what a joke. Let people jeer him and taunt him when he's in the outfield in Yankee Stadium. Good job, fellas. I have all the confidence in the world that you're doing everything you can to run this team right. And let's let Fromber walk, too. Why would we keep one of the best left-handers in baseball over the last 5 years? Why would you keep him? Let him walk, too. Everything's fine. You'll find another Ronel Blanco. Or maybe you can trade some prospects for Kikuchi for about 4 games.
There's a lot of holes. But well, Cam Smith with another home run, maybe just maybe that they're going to say, because the plan was, I think, to hold him back and get that extra year, that super 2-year, and nope, I think they almost have to start him in right field. They almost have to. And look, you're going to have a guy who doesn't play right field in right. You're going to have a guy who doesn't play left field in left, and you're going to have a pop gun arm in center. Holy crap. That's our outfield.
It's just you haven't put the team well together. Like, this falls on Dana Brown's – it falls at his feet. This is not really an acceptable roster. You know the owner's not going to hang on to some of these guys. And I love the trade you made for Cam Smith. Don't get me wrong. But you also have to have a functional roster. And it doesn't really look like a functional roster right now in some regards. I'm not saying there's not some hitting there. I'm not saying there's not some really good players on the roster. But defensively, this is like, where do you come up with a pop gun center field arm? You've got to replace your right fielder, and then you're going to stick a second baseman in left field. Like, this, well, where did this make sense? I don't understand it. Dana Brown is more of a baseball guy than I am, and how do you not see this? Or is this on Joe Espada? I don't know. But, I mean, it's just, it's like, can they admit a mistake and get out of it now? Is it too late? Are they just hell-bent on trying to take this square peg and jam it into the round hole? Is that what we're doing? Where you just, well, we're not going to admit our mistake. Everything's fine. The data tells us that Jose Altuve is a much better left fielder than second base. Okay. I mean, okay. You just keep playing those overs, John. I'm going to play under.
You're playing under?
Yeah. Well, yeah. You have faith in Ronel Blanco? Didn't sound like you do.
I'm going to play lower, not higher. That's what I'm going to play.
Lower.
Lower. That's what I'm going to play.
Team wins. No. Yeah. Because I don't have a lot of confidence right now. Hey, Lunope took you on a hell of a run. That's awesome.
I still think they're going to win. Despite all of this stuff, I still think they're going to win.
Despite Ronel Blanco being the outlier that you're worried about?
Yeah, I'm worried about the – I mean, Wesneski, he's not a starter. He's coming from the bullpen. You know, Eric Eddy's going into his second year. I believe in the top of the rotation with Fromber and Hunter. But the rest of the other three guys – now, I believe Eric Eddy is good. I do believe Eric Eddy is good. He's baby Hunter. I do. I think he's going to be just fine. I'm worried about those other two, but that's 40% of your rotation that is possibly. Listen, I hope Ronel Blanco is the same guy. I hope he's that same guy, but I don't know. Now at 31, at 30 years old, he had his outlier season, and this spring, not good, not good. We'll see. Time to talk about my peeps over at HRP. HRP is awesome. I'm looking forward to listen, every paycheck is perfect. Every single one. The technology second to none. HR&P is more, though, than just getting your people their payroll. It's making your business better. It really, really, really is. They look at how you're doing things. How are you doing? And a lot of your, listen, and rightfully so, because you've got employees and you want to take care of your employees, right? You want to make sure that your payroll is perfect every time. If something happens and you're writing your checks all the time, oh, my God, and how much time are you wasting? Instead of selling your widgets, how much time are you wasting doing payroll? I mean, or if you're adding to your payroll department and your HR department, or if you're handling HR problems wrong. But it's not only that. It's your 401Ks for your people, your insurance plans for your people. I mean, listen, admin companies, they have their own. So they're going to force those upon you. HR&P gives you options. So make your business better. Make your business better with HR&P. They are going to help you. They're partners with you. They're partners with us. They'll be partners with you. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Our man Gilbert is here. Let's get Gilbert in here, see what's going on with Gilbert. What's up, Gilbert?
Good morning, gentlemen. What did you do when you come see me on my birthday? What happened?
I wasn't there on your birthday.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, we already talked about that, Gilbert. You already called in after. You already yelled at us for that.
We come see you on my birthday anyway. You didn't come anyway.
You already yelled at us about that. You already told us we didn't come for your birthday. I wasn't in town.
We didn't come see me.
I don't think Lance was in town either.
We didn't come see me anyway.
Yeah, none of us were. Well, conveniently, John is gone after a 2-week run here in Houston.
I'm in L.A. now. But Lance is there.
Yeah, I've got TV 2 days a week and podcast and radio 2 days a week. So we'll have to see.
I need to.
There's no excuse. I need to.
Yeah.
There's no excuse, Gilbert. I need to.
Yeah, no excuse, Gilbert. There's no excuse for
There's
Lance.
No excuse. I need to go over there.
Yep. That's right. You're right, Gilbert. You're right again.
You're right on that one.
You think it'll come after my birthday, you know.
What's that?
On Wednesday.
Wednesday.
You come and see me on my birthday.
Wait, wait,
on Wednesday.
I thought your birthday was in February.
Your birthday is February 24th.
It is. Yeah, well, what are you, February 24th?
What did he say?
What?
What did he say, Dell?
Oh, yeah, where were, right, you, it is. Where were you?
Well, I was at the Combine.
Where were you?
I was at the Combine.
I was in L.A.
I was in Indianapolis.
Are you going to see me this week or what?
Yeah, he's got TV.
I mean, I can't tomorrow. DJ Bienemy is coming over to watch tape, and I got TV today. So I can't this week. This week has only 2 days left. Next week.
How about next week?
Yeah, next week I'll come by.
Yeah, how about that?
I'll bring you some.
What do you want, steak and corn?
Well, we'll just see what you get.
Yeah, corn and crab. Yeah, steak
I'll
and
see
corn
you.
And
well, crab. We'll see.
So, Gilbert, you got a new roommate?
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's okay anyway, you know.
Is your roommate good? You guys get along?
Yeah, we get along anyway, you know.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. We just want to
he's
make
not
sure.
Gonna, he's right there in the room, John. He's not going to lay the guy out.
Well, no, but you don't necessarily have to lie. You haven't liked all your partners in radio, okay? I mean, some are better than others. And Gilbert, I'm just making sure that Gilbert's got a good, you know, roommate there. That's all. It could. You never know, right, Gilbert? But that's good. You like your roommate?
I mean, he's okay. You know, he's quiet and all that.
Oh, good. You like that? You like people who are quiet? You still watch your shows? You still watch your TV shows?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, but the food stinks. The food is terrible.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no, I got you. So Lance will bring you steak and corn.
Yeah,
we'll see. We may change the menu up a little bit this week.
Why we change the menu up?
It may be what I have in the...
Bring one of your meals to him? Is that what you're going
to do? No, he didn't get a factor meal. No, he might get spaghetti.
He's not getting a factor meal.
No, he's not getting that.
Wouldn't even give it to him.
No, I'm not. It's costume. No, that's mine.
What do you mean?
He can get some spaghetti.
Well, I'm the one with the wheel and all people, the good guy that work for the Astros, you know.
Oh, baseball
season. You come see me anyway.
Wait, what?
You know.
Will.
Will Kunkel? Who are you talking about?
He's not talking about Will.
He's just saying, yeah.
Wait, what happened to who in the Astros season? What are you talking about?
Will. You talk about Will, the guy you come to see me anyway.
Oh, brought him food? Oh. Did a Will bring
the guy
him food?
Who brought him.
I don't know, Will.
Yeah, Will.
The Tiger.
A couple guys brought him food.
Yeah.
Yeah, a few guys brought him food.
Well, I don't know. Will needs to get back up there and do his part.
Well, they brought you food because you're guaranteeing wins or predicting losses.
Yeah, that's true.
So once the playoffs come back, then you might see those guys again when you're blackmailing the city, holding the city hostage.
Yeah.
What about the guy who worked for the Astros?
I don't know anyone who worked for the Astros. Did somebody who worked for the Astros come see you?
His name was, he worked for the Astros anyway.
Well, you know what? Maybe it was just somebody.
There's a Will on the phone. Well, they're about to be ready to go. We'll get to Will.
Maybe, because maybe somebody just listens to the show, and maybe they work for the Astros. They listen to the show, and they just went on their own.
Let's see if it's this Will.
Hold on, Gilbert. Let's see if it's the same Will.
Will, did you see Gilbert?
Hey, Will Woodward, how are y'all doing?
Good. Who is this?
Will, I've gotten Gilbert steaks in the past.
Oh, you have? Okay.
I've called in a few times before.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Gilbert, how about a nice couple of delicious Crave cupcakes for your birthday?
What about that, Gilbert? Crave cupcakes. I'm not sure he's allowed to have that.
Yeah, I'll take it anyway.
All right. He'll take it. What flavor do you like, Gilbert?
They got all kinds of flavors.
Somebody got for the Astros. Strawberry. Somebody got one for the Astros.
I don't know who worked for the Astros. I really don't. Like, we don't know who this person is. Will, do you work for the Astros?
I don't. I'm just the caller who loves Gilbert, and I've brought Gil a couple steaks in the past. Sometimes we win during the Texans victory. Sometimes we don't.
Yep. Yeah, we had a Kansas City. But, you may have done the –
Will was the first one. Tiger took over for him.
Okay. Okay, so let me ask you, Gilbert. He just asked, how about some Crave cupcakes? Those are really good cupcakes. Would you like a cupcake
for your birthday? Flavor? What flavor?
I'll take cupcake. Yeah, I'll take cupcake.
Okay, even if it's from somebody who doesn't work for the Astros?
Yeah. What about – what flavor? You like chocolate, vanilla? What do you like, Gilbert? Red velvet? What do you like?
Vanilla.
Let's just keep it simple.
Okay. There you
go. All right.
Will?
Well, like coconut?
He's going to get them today.
All right. Be ready, Gilbert. The cupcakes are coming today.
Happy birthday, Gilbert. We all love you.
He just said, yeah, he's bringing them today.
Today.
It's not lunch per se, but it's delicious.
And you should share what you're...
Tell me the name of Gilbert.
Don't share it.
Tell me the name of Gilbert's home again. The spring something.
Gilbert, where do you live? What's the name of it?
Name of what?
Where you stay.
Where you live.
Sharpview or something?
Sharpview Nursery Home.
Or Rehab. It's called Rehab, too. Rehab's in the name also, yeah.
Sharpview.
Yeah, that's the one.
Hey, Gilbert.
Okay.
Gilbert.
Thanks, Will.
You need to share your cupcake, a cupcake with your roommate.
What are you doing?
He needs to.
He's not going to.
And your nurse, too.
Well, you better just bring extras then.
What about the guy who worked for the Astros?
We don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is, Gilbert.
Gilbert, I don't work for the Astros. I'm just a fan who thinks that spoiling you rotten sometimes to win this game. And I'm feeling a victory over the Mets this upcoming opening day series.
Yeah, so okay, Gilbert. We need you to you need to put all your efforts toward the Astros winning opening day against the Mets. Okay,
don't do this.
Yeah, I don't know who this Astro person is.
We don't have any.
We can't help you on that one because we don't have any knowledge. Maybe somebody came on their own that we don't know about. But cupcakes are coming.
Okay.
Cupcakes are coming. I'll
be by next week with maybe some spaghetti or something.
Yeah. Okay, well, guys, I'm going to dip out.
All right, thanks, Will.
Hang on. What'd you say?
Thanks.
Gilbert, what'd you say? Did you say you're going to get sick?
There's a guy who worked for the Astros anyway. Forgot about it.
Yeah,
I don't see him anyway.
Yeah, we can't help you on that one.
Can I ask you two a question?
No,
not Gilbert,
sure.
But you two. Let's just say the ponderous part of these calls happen when he got to Sharpsview? Because there's been a tone change. No, we cut frivolity. We had fun. It wasn't ordering.
You haven't been there. It's totally understandable.
I'm not saying it's not understandable.
He's always been ordering us around.
Yeah, but it's taken a turn where there's nothing. He doesn't sing anymore. He doesn't give us facts.
He doesn't work for his food
it's
anymore.
It's just, give it.
Right.
And then the repeat of the Astros guy who we don't think
exists. He doesn't work for his food?
Yeah, I was just going to run past that.
I know. Gilbert is like, can collect Social Security. Let that man, let him cook.
Don't you have to put in Social Security to get out of Social Security?
I don't know how that works.
Yeah, what's he collecting?
Doge probably cut him off.
Well, that too.
Not sure about that. All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. Right now we got a little Zadig Jewelers.
Let's talk about the chance for you to take care of Mother's Day like you've never taken care of Mother's Day before. Your wife gave birth to the kids. That's tough. You couldn't do it. You're not tough enough to do it. She did it. And why don't you get a gift for Mother's Day? We do Valentine's Day. We do Mother's Day. We do birthdays, anniversaries. But Zadig, I want to talk specifically about Mother's Day because that's something where if you have kids, look, they're going to draw the pictures or do whatever it is they do. Or maybe they're just a year old, 2 years old. So you're going to be responsible for showing her how much you care for her and for the sacrifices that she's made for the family. And that's what you're going to do. You're going to go to Zadig Jewelers at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. If you want, you're going to go get some earrings, some really stylish earrings, something that she's going to love, something that the people who work there can help you find, whether it's a certain type of metal or a certain type of design or a certain type of designer. You can have all of that knowledge right there at your fingertips with Zadig Jewelers. They'll help stay within your budget, whatever your budget is. If you're looking to go big, they can do a tennis bracelet. They can do a really nice watch, a luxury watch for her while you're in there. You can get yourself a luxury watch, by the way. But I just know that Zadig Jewelers always hits the home run because they know exactly what pops every single time for that special person in your life. Let them do the heavy lifting for you, and you get all the adulation. It's Zadig Jewelers, ZADOK.com. That's Zadig.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Cougs play today. We just haven't talked about it enough. I saw an article today about Milos Muzan. Auburn's the number one team in the country. I would rather have Milos than Pettiford. I would rather have our point guard than their point guard. And Milos really didn't come on until the last couple of month and a half or so. But they needed him to take over the game last week, and he did. He did. He said, all right, I got this. Don't worry about it. And he took care of that business. This is, to win it against Arizona. I mean, he was the best player on the floor. This team is deep. Now, Dell, I put in some Jawan sound. This team is close. Jawan, how long have Jawan Roberts and Emmanuel Sharp been together? For a while. LJ's just come on the scene the last couple of years, last year and this year, LJ Cryer. But LJ, Jawan Roberts, and Emmanuel Sharp were on the podium. I believe this was yesterday. They do all the players and the coaches pre-tournament. And, I mean, these guys, they love to – when you're on a team and you're on a team as good as this, you know, this is the kind of stuff that happens. Jawan had a little problem with the word, and here is that exchange.
I feel like it's one more accolade that he needs, you know, to solidify everything. And we're going to try our hardest, you know, and to give him that one last push.
He said, I would have got it. He said, no.
What was the word? What did he
say?
Well,
the accolades. They're talking about Kelvin Sampson and, you know, getting him to the Hall of Fame and getting him, you know, notoriety.
Right.
As far as being one of the great coaches in the game. Is Kelvin Sampson a Hall of Famer already?
I mean, I have to go check and see who the Hall of Famers were. I mean, just being a one seed doesn't get you in the Hall of Fame.
No.
You have to have a postseason success for a college coach. You have to have, you know, a win total has to be really high. You know, things like that. I don't know that he is. I mean, like I said, just being a one seed doesn't do it.
No. All-time wins. Let's see how many wins he has and whether or not
I mean, he spent time in pro basketball. He wasn't even coaching.
Well, but that should count too. I mean, right?
Well, being an assistant.
Overall,
he wasn't a starter. I mean, he wasn't a head coach.
793 and .354. He's got an almost .700 win percentage. He's 26-19 in Division One in the tournament, and 2-4 in the NIT.
If you win 800 games. You make the Hall of Fame, right?
Pretty much. Eddie Sutton was an 800-game winner. Bill Self is there. He'll win. Rick Barnes? Rick Barnes a Hall of Famer to you? He's got 800 wins.
Hey, listen, do you think Texas regrets getting rid of Rick Barnes now?
No.
If you ask a Texas fan, no.
Why?
No,
Rick Barnes is there every year. He's got a team that's great every year.
Sometimes you get, like, you have to go a certain distance.
He's there Marty Schottenheimer.
You got to have some
yeah.
He's Marty Schottenheimer.
He was there Marty Schottenheimer.
Or I mean,
no, he's good, and they disappoint when it matters most. So Lefty, that's what they feel about him.
So other Hall of Famers include Lefty Drizel, Edgar Diddle, who I don't even know who that is.
Listen, if Nebraska felt that way, they wouldn't. Tom Osborne wouldn't have won three. He had 19 years where he didn't win it. I mean, Tom Osborne was just that guy.
Don't ask.
And then he was Marty Schottenheimer until he won three out of four.
Yeah, but yeah, Rick Barnes got plenty of time.
I never once heard.
He got a lot of time.
I've got a lot of Longhorn friends, and I've never once ever heard any of them say, God, I wish we had Rick Barnes back. Not that Rick Barnes didn't do a good job. I just don't even think they think about it. Honestly.
This is Rick Barnes, his last, I don't know, you want to say decade or so, a little less, starting 07, 08. That's the Elite Eight run. Next year, round of 62. Next year, round of 64. Next year, round of 32. Next year, round of 64. CBI, after that year, round of 32, round of 64. For the last 7 years of his tenure, he never made it out of the first weekend. That's not good enough for Texas. They're not going to accept that. So he had to go.
Well, but he wasn't at Texas either. I mean,
he was at Texas. Yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's his
those
Texas
were all
run.
Texas?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, those were all Texas.
Yes. Those were the last years at
Texas.
Never made it out of the first weekend.
And what has he done since?
He's made a Sweet 16, a Sweet 16, an Elite Eight at Tennessee.
Yeah.
That's not.
I mean, he's a pretty good coach.
He's fine.
Yeah, but just they saw at the end he wasn't doing what.
But
what
at some point you want to. At some point you're just going to make a change. If you keep hitting the same glass ceiling, you make a change. That's how it always is. I mean, that's just that's the nature of it. We know that. Look, Texas had a really good coach in Chris Beard, and we know what happened. And now Chris Beard is gone, and Texas knew. I'm sure Texas. I'm sure they hated having to get rid of Rick Beard, but they had to get rid of Rick Beard for all that.
Chris Beard.
I mean, it's not Rick Beard. Chris Beard. I'm looking at Rick Pitino stuff right now. Chris Beard. And Chris Beard was he still is a really good coach.
He is a good coach.
And they knew. They pulled him from Tech. He was a great coach at Tech. He played went to a national championship game. Was close to winning the national championship. He goes to Texas. I think he would have had Texas. I think we're talking about Texas being a number one caliber seed year in and year out. Had he stayed there. But we know what happened. He got into it with his ex-wife. Things went sideways. He's gone. Rodney Terry had a nice run in the postseason, took over. Longhorns felt like they needed to stick with Rodney. He got 2 years, just not good enough. And now Rodney Terry, according to people close to the program at University of Texas, they say he is out. He is gone. And it didn't help his cause that they had a big lead in the second half and blew it. They were up by at least 11, maybe more in the second half. And that was with like 9 minutes to go, 9.5 minutes to go. They were up, I think, 11. And they blew it. They got beat by 6. They were awful down the stretch. Awful. And Rodney Terry, a guy who was 6-12 in conference play, gets to the play-in, looks like he's going to cruise through the play-in, and then gets beat at the end. I mean, he had no chance of making it past year two. There was no chance. And Sean Miller, who beat him, could be one of the guys they look at. Billy Donovan. I know Longhorn fans, I guess, want Billy Donovan in. He's with the Chicago Bulls, but he may be sick of that. Texas has a phenomenal facility. All the money in the world, the ability to portal in guys left and right, a good basketball base to recruit out of at Texas. It's going to be one of the best basketball jobs out there. It's not a basketball school. It's football school first, but you have everything that you need to succeed at Texas.
Yeah.
How many wins does Kelvin Sampson have right now?
793.
Okay, because I couldn't find him on the list.
Where is he's not on the
I don't list. For some reason he's not on this list.
That
I'm looking at, he's got to be in here somewhere. There he is. Okay, they have him at 763, so that must have been before the season.
Yeah, he's got 30 wins this year.
Yeah, that's before the season. So at 793 on the all-time win list, he's now one away from being number 31. He's got a shot, he's got a shot for sure.
Okay, who's in front of him? Are they all in?
Mike Lightfoot, no. Rocky
Mike
Lamar.
Lightfoot. Come on.
Rocky Lamar, no. Rick Byrd but these are small schools. Eddie Sutton, yes. Bill Self will be. Rick Barnes, I don't feel like Rick Barnes is. His winning percentage is lower, but he's got 806 wins. Willie Holly, but he was at Mid-America. He was at, that's a college I've never even heard of. John Calipari, yes. Rolly Massimino, no. Rolly Massimino is not in the Hall of Fame. He had a winning percentage of 638. 816 wins. Others that you might know who are not in from Raleigh's now, a lot of them are smaller schools that are not in. Once you get to the bigger schools, I mean, once you get up here, Adolph Rupp, Dean Smith, Bob Knight. Now that's 876 wins. I don't know that Kelvin makes it that long, but if he does keep coaching, he's got a great chance of catching, you know, of ending up in the top 15. He's got a chance of catching Dean Smith, John. If he coaches for three more years and wins 30 games a year, yeah, he catches Dean Smith.
Yeah, he could be top 15 all time.
Yeah, he could. Will he coach for three more years? I don't know, but he should. He needs to coach until they have to roll him off on a gurney.
Well, he does want his son to take over. So,
Mike Krzyzewski. Anyone catch 1,202 wins by Mike Krzyzewski?
Nobody.
It'll be tough.
Nobody. I mean, look at all the guys that they're retired. I didn't know Huggy had that many wins.
Yeah.
934. Dude, already Huggy's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's
Boeheim been a baller. Boeheim's over 1,000. There's only six coaches over 1,000 wins. And Larry Statham and Dave Holmquist and Danny Miles are not in the Hall of Fame.
Can't get in.
I mean, what do you got to do?
If you got to be at a bigger school, none of these small school guys are in.
No, McKendree, Fresno, Pacific, Oregon Tech.
This guy, Don Meyer.
Philadelphia Textile.
Don Meyer, he was at Hamline, then Lipscomb College, and rolled up wins at Lipscomb, then Northern State. This guy has a 740 win percentage, 923 wins in 38 years. And he's like, I can't get a Hall of Fame. No, you cannot,
No
sir.
One's going to catch Krzyzewski, and no one's going to catch you guys from missed breaks. So.
Oh, that's true. Yep.
We got John Chill at the top of the hour. He's ready. He said he's got some great parlays, so keep on listening.
Oh, and also Five Star joins us after that. So we're going back-to-back winners for you.
So, and then the play-by-play voice of the Cougs joins us at 9:30.
We got to keep schedule tight, boys.
Yeah, good luck.
Well, too late. Time to talk about Doc Linville. I was with him last week. Love Doc Linville. He is a crazy man. I'm going to tell you what, you'll love Doc Linville. He's a lot like us, only he's a surgeon. Yeah, that's the only difference. He's really smart, and he's a surgeon. And he also is – and now listen, it's not really surgery when you get the neo-grafting. It's really a different process. It's surgery when you go to the other guys and they cut and they paste it on the top of your head, and it's so painful. It's awful. Doc Linville's process with the neo-grafting is awesome. Awesome, awesome. Love what Doc Linville does. You're going to love what Doc Linville does too. He gives you hair, puts it from the side to the top. Or – he stimulates the growth of your own hair with the PRP. Let him decide. But listen, don't wait until it's too late. Don't wait until you're bald. Oh, now I want Doc Linville. No. When you see it starting to recede, when you see that bald spot start to grow, that's when you call Doc Linville. Don't let it happen to you. I mean, he can give you Propecia to help. He's going to give you PRP. He'll give you the neo-grafting if that's what is necessary. But Doc is going to get you so that you've got hair. 975hair.com. Go with – Doc is awesome. I'm going to tell you, you'll love the process. 975hair.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.